नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 50 टाइटल कृष्णा एस्टैब्लिशेस द्वारका टेक्स्ट नंबर 18। तवा रामा यदि श्रद्धा युध्यस्व धैर्यं उद्वह हित्वा वा मात शरै छिन्नं देहं स्वा याहि माम जहि। तव राम यदि श्रद्धा युध्यस्व धैर्यमुद्वह हित्वा वा मच्चरचिन्नम् देहं स्वर्याहि मां जहि। तव राम यदि श्रद्धा युध्यस्व धैर्यमुद्भव हित्वा वा मच्चरचिन्नम् देहं स्वर्याहि मां जहि। तव राम यदि श्रद्धा युध्यस्व धैर्यमुद्भव हित्वा वा मच्चरचिन्नम् देहं स्वर्याहि मां जहि।
Mother-jis, Tava Rama Yadi Deham Swarya Himam Jahi. Tava, your Rama, O Balarama, Yadi, if, Shraddha, confidence, Yudhyasva, fight, Dairyam, courage, Udvaha, take up,
hitva, leaving aside, va, either, mat, my, sharai, by the arrows, chinnam, cut to pieces, deham, your body, swa, to heaven, yahi, go, mam, or else, me, jahi, kill. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You, Rama, should gather your courage and fight with me. If you think you can do it, you may either give up your body when it is cut to pieces by my arrows and thus attain to heaven, or else kill me. According to Acharya Sridhara Swami, Jarasandha suspected that Lord Balarama's body was indestructible, and thus he offered what might be a more practical alternative, that Balarama kill Jarasandha. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitham Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Cha Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhuya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pri Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, this chapter titled Krishna Establishes Dwarka. Today's verse, we are hearing how Jarasandha, the demon, was very furious, and in that state, how he is speaking. I mean, these are his words, he is coming out of anger. Now we know that when Jarasandha came to know that his daughters have been widowed, Kamsa has been killed. Now because of attachment to family life, you can't see what is truth. It is said that when we are attached, for example, a mother is the last one who will come to know about her son, that even if people come and tell that he is into bad company, he is taking drugs, but the mother is the last person to accept it. Because of attachment, she will say, no, no, my son can't do that. Now Jarasandha also, out of deep attachment, he never thought that what Kamsa was doing was wrong. For him, he was convinced that if Kamsa is killed, this is injustice and I have to take revenge. So the previous verse, he is saying, O Krishna, lowest of men, I do not wish to fight alone with you, since it would be a shame to fight with a mere boy. You fool who keep yourself hidden, O murderer of your relatives, go away. I will not fight with you. And today he is saying, Balaram, you are worthy opponent. Maybe, no? Even if you can kill me, no problem. In one sense, of course there is so much pride and arrogance, but same time there is some fearlessness also. Right? He's fearless. He's saying that you can kill me. Now we all talk about being fearless, want to be fearless. But again, fearlessness is at different levels. There can be fearless in the mode of ignorance also. You're fearless. The terrorists are fearless. They are willing to give their life. Well, there are people who commit suicide. In one sense, they are also fearless, isn't it? Even the body is so dear to us. But you are willing to destroy your body. That means you have to be fearless. But then, there is fearlessness in the mode of goodness, transcendence. For example, Prahlad, fearless. Now, that is also fearlessness. What type of fearlessness? No fear at all. But there is fearfulness in also fearlessness. That is still transcendental. Now what is that fearfulness? Now obviously Jarasandha was not fearful. It's in ignorance. He can't see whom is he talking to. I heard that even in the mafia, in Italy, the mafia world, they will talk about the family comes first. So if there is anything to the family, then they are willing to do. They don't care what the family is doing. Even if the family is doing all the illegal things and, you know, criminal activities, but anything about the family, yes, we are there for them. Family comes first. So this we can understand that so this is a state of intoxication. When there is a lot of power, there is a lot of wealth, there is influence, it just corrupts the mind like anything. A person in intoxicated state, what he talks, he doesn't know. He just blabbers. Not only that, he may see other person as very proud. You remember how Indra used to say, look at Nanda Maharaj, how proud he is. Now who is proud? But Indra, and he really believed it, and he was convinced that Nanda Maharaj is very proud. See, what is he doing? So what is there in our heart can come out like that. So here it is, Jarasandha in that intoxicated state, he is losing his sense of balance. He doesn't understand what he's talking, but he just blabbers on. And there is no way anyone can convince him that. And just imagine, it is not once. Now the Lord had to defeat him in the 17 times. Means every time he is defeated, still he has not come to his senses. Still he has hopes that he is great, he is the controller, he is the enjoyer, he can do it. Now one sense, this is one materialistic type of a consciousness where a person is not willing to accept. He wants to take credit for everything what he has done. And when anything grows wrong, he's always there to blame. When there is good things, it's credit, but when wrong things, it's blame. So once one devotee asked Prabhupada, why is it that, I follow what you are saying, I do everything the way you want, but I am blamed for things what I have not done. Isn't it Krishna the supreme controller? He knows everything. Why is he doing like this to me? So Prabhupada said, in your past life, you have taken lot of credit for things what you have not done. So in this life, you have been blamed for things what you have not done. So it's both ways. So there is very one interesting prayer. How a devotee consciousness in this state. I will not read the words, I will just read the translation. This is one of the prayers of Brahma. How is Brahma praying? Now Brahma is also humiliated. Now in that state, well, you could also think about, how to take revenge. Revenge. How can this happen to me? Now here is Brahma. But don't think that these type of demonic things comes only in people who are demonic. Demonic influences are there in also pious people. Maybe very pious. But according to Vedic scriptures, the one who is doing anything, even a pious thing, if he is doing for himself, according to Shastra, he is also a demon. Like sometimes we meet people from very cultured family, very pious, orthodox. They hear about Prabhupada. Then they say, yes, yes, Prabhupada did those hippies, they are all sinful people. Yes, yes, he did that, very nice, they are sinful. But the truth is, you are also sinful. You are understanding that just being pious doesn't mean that, you are not sinful. Of course, this is a higher level of understanding. Otherwise, yes, pious means no. You can be still sinful because you are doing it for your own ego, for your own enjoyment, for your own appreciation. To that degree, you are also a demon. But here it is very nice that how Brahma, how will he pray? This is from 14th chapter, same canto, 10th. So Brahma is saying, therefore, O infallible Lord, kindly excuse my offenses. I have taken birth in the mode of passion and therefore simply foolish. Presuming myself a controller independent of your lordship, my eyes are blinded by the darkness of ignorance, which causes me to think of myself as the unborn creator of the universe. But please consider that I am your servant and therefore worthy of your compassion. So this is the state of a divine consciousness where he is humbling himself, realizing that what a mistake he has done. Now we should know that whom are we talking about when we talk about Brahma. Who is Brahma? Now think about Brahma's qualification, both material and spiritual. Now in material point of view, he is the father of all species of life. Now he has four heads and he has been witnessing everything happening in this universe. He can see everything. All the incarnations coming, going and all the things happening. Now, about wisdom, now his consort is Saraswati. And what about his life and beauty? He has always a youthful body and he lives for trillions of years. And where is he, where does he live? Now Brahma Loka, even Ravana and Hiranyakashipu, they would conquer the universe, but they would never ever attack Brahma Loka. So one sense, he is staying at a place which there is full security. That means he is fearless. There is no way. And now further, he is guru of a sampradaya. Brahma is, in our sampradaya, he is the original guru. And what to speak about knowledge? Who spoke knowledge to him? Tena Hridayadhi. Brahma's heart the Lord spoke. So what a position, isn't it? So both materially, spiritually, he is the most qualified person. And here, when he is, this is how he confesses. It's just like, he's realizing that, whatever I have, like a firefly at night, it can shine. But as soon as the sun rises. So now Brahma, in that state, he can offer these prayers. So we have one interesting thing. There are, exactly what is real fearfulness? What you should be really fearful? Our devotee should be fearful of what? Now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he narrates these true incidents when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling South India, he came to Kurmakshetra. And in Kurmakshetra he met this Brahmin, he stayed in his house. Kurma Brahmin. He was a very pious Brahmin, very well cultured. And in a very short span of life, he was leaving his house. Because as a sannyasi, he would not stay at any place for a long time. So when he was leaving, this Brahmana, the grahastha, he started following him. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked back at him and said that, why are you following me? He said, my Lord, I want to just come with you. So he said, how is that possible? You have your wife, you have your children, you have your house, you have your job, you have your property. He said that these are all unnecessary distractions causing anxiety. This is the cause of my bondage. It is very painful. I am not interested in any of this. My family, my house, my property, my job, my land, nothing I am interested. I just want to be with you and follow you. In one sense, quite renounced, isn't it? But then the Lord said that you don't have to do that. You just stay wherever you are. And he gave that famous instructions for everyone. Jare dekho tare kaho. Krishna Upadhi said, Amar Agya, this is my order. You just always chant, always remember, do your seva. By doing this, you are going to counteract that. Counteract what? Counteract whatever that painful struggle you feel. So now Kurma Brahmin very much was, he had tears in his eyes. He left. He went back. But at the same time, there was another thing happening. There was one more devotee far away from, in the same time. His name was Vasudev. Now Vasudev had a real crippling disease called leprosy. Now leprosy is a disease where your body slowly melts. Your finger melts, nose melts, ear melts, because the bacteria just eats your flesh, your bones. It's a very slowly progressive disease. And there's a pus oozing. No one would come near me. What to speak about touching him? See, he was an outcast. And he was looking so ugly. He could not even walk. He was struggling to even stand. And over him and above that, the worms would be there, There will be thousands of worms. And even if one worm will fall down, he'll pick them up, thinking that, oh, this is the right of this worm to be. This body is also shelter.
So he would give shelter, he would give food. Now this is something, how can anyone be thinking like this? You know, very painful. But he was thinking like that. So he came to know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there in Kurma Kshetra. So he struggled very hard to come to this place, Kurma Brahmin's house, because he had heard. So when he reached, he was heartbroken because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already left. So he just fell down there and started crying that, what a sinful man I am. I had such a great opportunity to meet him. He was just close and he's not there. So when he was in that consciousness, the Lord is there in everyone's heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned from there, wherever he had gone, and he came back all the way again to meet him. So when Vasudeva saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he fell flat, offered dandavats, and then he was praying that, I am the most fallen. So please accept me, have your mercy. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifted him. He said, please don't touch me, because it's all pus oozing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him, and as soon as he embraced, everything got erased. All his disease vanished, and he had a young, youthful, beautiful body with golden complexion. Even he got golden complexion. I mean, really bright complexion he had. Now he, at that state, again had tears. Now what was that tear? He also started crying. Now he started crying not out of natural, he should be crying out of happiness. No, he didn't cry out of happiness. He started crying out of fear. Now he developed fear. What was his fear? My Lord, now I have become so famous. Everyone will come to know that you have done a miracle on my body. And I got this complexion. Now, how is it possible that I will not be proud? It is very natural I'll be proud. So now this pride creeping inside, he was fearful. So he had tears, he was begging. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again gave him the same instruction. He said, you don't worry. Jare dekhe tare kaho, Krishna Upadesh. So you chant, you speak about Krishna, you serve. If you do that, even if you are in this state, it is that, right? It's a very opulent state, right? What type of material qualification it is, you think about it. You will not allow any pride to creep inside. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessing. So we understand that how these are, as Maharani Kunti speaks about, that how these qualifications are, one sense, such a big, it is very natural to be very proud. You identify yourself with it, these assets. Now she is praying, saying that, high birth, education, wealth, beauty. Now if you see all over the world, people are actually striving for these things. Forget about high birth, at least about wealth, education and beauty. You will be very surprised to talk about beauty. Just I happened to be attending one conference, you can say. You may ask, why are you? What is that to do with you? This is a conference where they were discussing for 2.5 days only on nail. Now, according to Shastra, nail is muchi, no? It is, if you touch, when you do your deity worship, you should not touch. That it is, because nail is not something nice. Same thing is the hair. When you cut the nail, it is very inauspicious. You have to throw it. Cut the hair. Now then, why is there so much discussion on nail? Because the nail is a sign of beauty. If your hands don't look very nice, it's a big obstacle for your growth. you are especially if you are on the front desk, your hands are not looking nice. So the whole discussion was on how to make the nails more beautiful and what are the diseases and how should it be treated. Such a tight, small compartment, you know, here, and so much discussion. So this is material knowledge again. And those who are presenting these cases, they are so passionate about it. If you are not at that their level, they don't respect you at all. You don't exist for them. You talk. Prabhupada very interestingly says, there is so much research going on a blade of grass. They are finding and they are getting fascinated. New and new things. Today we found this about the grass, the molecules, atoms, and these are the changes happening. And they get fascinated. So Prabhupada says, whether you find or you don't find, the grass continues to grow. Does it make any difference? So this is material knowledge, and material knowledge struggling so hard, you know, universities, reading books. But it is because you get a lot of prestige, you know, a lot of fame. So strive for it. Same thing is about the beauty and what to speak about wealth. And obviously high birth means, okay, you become very special, no? I am from this birth. Everyone should respect me. Now she says that in this state when all these qualifications are there, very difficult, difficult to, you know, call out. So she uses that word, akinchana gochara. Now that doesn't mean that you have to be physically in a poverty-stricken state. So now that is an example of Lord Brahma. Brahma, was he in a poverty state? He was, but what he was expressing his prayers was, you know, akinchana gocharam. Just imagine how, see how a Krishna consciousness or, you know, divine consciousness, how a person. Now here in these prayers, Brahma is, just see the way he is speaking. Now he is saying, I was born in passion. Now actually he was born from the Nabi, right? He has born from Maha. Imagine, he is born from Vishnu's. What a great birth it is. Huh? But he is saying, I was born in passion. That is why, please forgive me, I committed this offense. And he has eight eyes. And he is saying, my eyes are all blinded by ignorance. And what to speak about knowledge, is it? Now he is the most knowledgeable. And he is saying, I am foolish. So all the good things what he has, but he sees it as something which is very bad for him. Not to be passionate, to be educated, and beauty. But he's saying this is it. So this is the difference, how he is praying. So there are many, we talk about demons. There is one lecture I was hearing. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is speaking on this. And this is the time when there was a war going on between US and Iraq. And so much was spoken of. Of course, it's still going on now. People are not aware of it. It's a very tense situation. What is happening? Any time we don't know what can happen. So, we become very fearful about the bombs. You know? And what do the bombs do? The very powerful. If you see all the world, the most important thing where the nations are trying is out of fear. No? And out of fear, what you do is just accumulate weapons. Now this is one of the biggest things. And the big, big bombs, when they attack, now you see the significance of that. They create some type of a damage to the world. Now how significant is this damage in context to Supreme Personality of Godhead? We see that from his body there are universes coming. So now our universe, one universe, it is like one dot compared to the number of universes coming. And in that universe there is one planet Earth, it is another dot. And in that Earth there are so many, you know, continents and countries, and then there is these two countries, you know, fighting Iraq. And then the biggest bomb is thrown, and what is the damage? One sense, what is the damage, you know?
in contrast to Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is the damage? Does it damage the planet? There's some pits somewhere here, pits here, and that too very superficially. It doesn't do anything to the earth planet. Planet is like that. But it creates pits. So in that sense, what is the significance? Of course, that doesn't mean that devotees don't become fearful when there is war. Everyone gets affected. But then, what is Harinam? Now he is saying that of all the bombs, there is one very biggest bomb. That is called Krishna Nam bomb. Now how is that the biggest bomb? If anyone chants, now see, in this is in context to material creation. If anyone chants purely, even once, this bomb can destroy the whole material creation. How is that possible? It doesn't happen like that, right? Because false ego is the foundation of material creation. So imagine what must be the power of false ego. Now we don't have to discuss about what is our false ego, how we identify ourselves, what degree it is we are attached to say that, you know, it is mine, I, fame and recognition. And so it is a foundation. But when this Harinam is chanted purely, it just removes all the misconceptions of life. So it is as good as all material conception destroyed. Now this is the power of Harinam. Nam Nam Akari Bauda Nijas Sarva Shaktis. Because the Lord has invested all His energy into this holy name. But if it is chanted, then all these misconceptions can just evaporate like anything. So which is more powerful? This bomb or the bombs which can cause a fear in materialistic consciousness? It's a very fearful condition when there is a war. So this is the power of Krishna bomb. So he makes it very humorous. I'm just speaking because I think the holy name, holy name week is going on, no, still. Yeah. So I'm right in speaking. So we'll just extend it a little further for a few minutes about the power of holy name. So he makes it humorous by saying that like in any war, there is a both an air warfare and a ground warfare. So the air warfare is you throw bombs, and this is Krishnanam bombs. Yeah. But there is another ground warfare. It is mass distribution of prasad. When prasad is distributed, so both in any war, both are needed. Prasad is distributed and also Harinam is given. And this is the most powerful bomb which can bring transformation. So connected to war, I remember once Gauranga Prabhu was saying very nice thing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he introduced this Sankirtan. You know this Sankirtan, when it's where everyone comes together. Of course, one is our japa we are doing alone. But then we are coming together and with the same spirit, with the same purpose, that united spirit, what an effect it can create all over the world. That is the power of Harina. But then he brought out one very nice analogy for us to understand. Of course, Jarasandha was looking out for enemies outside. No? He was looking out, where is his enemy? No, outside. Who is his enemy? Who is his enemy? He is my enemy. But the truth is, enemies are within. Is there any doubt about where is the enemy? Is within. So Gauranga Prabhu was saying that, these enemies are very strong. They are not going to get, whether it is lust or it is anger or greed or envy or pride and obviously illusion. It is so deep that even when we do sometimes, of course our japa is, you know, our japa is japa. I know how we japa, how we do japa, you know, holy name. I know it's a very powerful, but then our mind, you know, when we sit for japa, we know that how much really we value. So he was giving an analogy that when there is riots in the city,
when there is a riot, it is very difficult to control the rebellious, the violent crowd. The first thing what is done is obviously the police is called. So what will the police do first? They with the megaphone, they will start warning. Please move away, move away. Doesn't make any difference. Move away. But then they do lathi charge. That is a lathi charge. Lathi charge, what effect it has? Lathi charge doesn't work at all. And the next thing is what after lathi charge? Tear gas. So then a tear gas, even tear gas is not effective. You know, they keep coming back because they are so powerful. And then of course what? Then is firing, right? You take out and start firing. First in the air again. Even that doesn't work. Of course then it, but even firing doesn't work. It happens. The police has taken to firing, but still the violence is not in control. Then who is called? The military is called. So he was comparing the military. And when the military comes, there is curfew. The military comes, shoot at sight. Then people are scared. They are all within there. Huh? No one, deserted. Cities, the roads are all deserted. Military, curfew. So he was comparing this Harinam Sankirtan. When we come together, our japa to some extent is like, you know, softly trying to, you know, hello, hello, please go away. But when we come together and with that same spirit united and chant, it is like that calling the military. Now you take over. I think it is our experience that, you know, when come together and chant, where is the scope for anything to, you know. So this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that he has introduced this Harinam Sankirtan loudly together when it is done. Of course, Bhakti Vinod Thakur in his house, Sukhada Kunj, there was one room which was very isolated. And he used to very often go to that room. And he will chant loudly but alone. Now one sense this is very contradictory, no? In one sense we are saying that, you know, Harinam together, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is going in isolation. So both are needed. Finally, whatever we have developed taste for chanting the holy name, that is what going to come to help us. Because always we are not going to be with devotees. As Prabhupada says that you have to fly your own aeroplane. When your eye up on the sky, all your training, that's only going to help you. There is no one to help you. So both are needed. Harinam Sankirtan is needed, and in that Sankirtan, Harinam is chanted. So this is the power of holy name. And recently I had a chance to hear Gaur Gopal Prabhu. Very nice. Of course he gave several realizations. I will just speak about one which is very inspiring to all of you connected to the holy name. He made one very nice point. He said, if someone has done very nice to you in your life, think about it. Someone been very kind, had dealt with you very well, behaved, been forgiven your mistakes, crime, and been very nice to you. What is your response to that person? I was asking this to all our counselees in our meeting. Everyone gave their own, oh yes, I will not commit that mistake. I will like to serve that person. I like to do this to that person. Everyone gave all very nice answers that this is very natural, that you respect that person. So he was saying that it is very natural to talk about that person because he has done nice to you. It is very easy to talk about that person. You remember that person, whenever the remembrance comes, you talk about him. Now how is it connected to the holy name? When we hear the merciful nature of the Lord, that how He deals with His devotees. Like we have several personalities, how He is dealing, and this comes from Srimad Bhagavatam. When we hear that how is He dealing, so that merciful nature of the Lord, you can remember. And when that remember, it is very easy to speak about Him.
Now when you're chanting His holy name, it is Him. So that is also needed and this is also needed. So when we are hearing, that is regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and understanding the Lord's qualities, His power, His merciful nature, this is Sambandha Gyan. Then you are chanting. You are chanting, you are re-establishing by this process of Harinam. So this way the Harinam becomes easy. So it is important that it is not just chanting, but also hearing about the Lord's leelas, how He deals with devotees, how merciful He is. It is very natural to chant. Just chanting, 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 it may not be very easy to continue. So both are needed. So on this occasion, we are all very grateful to Srila Prabhupada for giving us Srimad Bhagavatam in this form. We are getting a chance to read under the guidance of devotees, to understand what is merciful nature and what is our relationship and the Harinam. So by chanting this, how we can make this life perfect. So Jarasandha here, he is very intoxicated. And in that intoxicated state, what he speaks doesn't make any sense because he has lost his sense of balance. So in that sense, we all have this propensity, how it is difficult to surrender, how to give up all our false prestige, misconceptions. So by Prabhupada's mercy, He has made it easy for us. So the opportunity is there to use the holy name in proper consciousness and purify and experience the consciousness, also the way Brahma prayed, the way Vasudev, that devotee, how was he fearful? So this is the consciousness which really attracts Lord Krishna. And this is what is pure devotional service. This is for our understanding. So we have some time. Is anyone wants to give any comment? Yes, Prabhu, any questions we can take? There are a few minutes or we'll stop here. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhu, Acharya Ratna Prabhu, thank you very much.